You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a man who told his wife one morning he was going to spend the day fishing. And so he went out, and after a day of fishing, he had not caught a single fish. Not wanting to be embarrassed in front of his wife, on his way home, he stopped by the fish market. And he told the man, "I want the three biggest fish that you have, and I want you to throw them to me." And so the man caught each of the three fish, put them in the sack, and went home. Before he left the market, the man said to him, "Why do you want me to throw these fish to you?" He said, "That way, when I get home and tell my wife I caught these fish, I won't be telling a lie." I remember as a young boy, my father took my sisters and I fishing one day, and I didn't catch a single fish. And I've never gone back since. I love to eat them, but I have no desire to try to catch them. Luke tells us today that when Jesus got into Simon Peter's boat, after having caught nothing, fishing all night long, they then caught more fish than their boat could hold. The message to us seems pretty straightforward. It's good to have Jesus in your boat. If we aren't catching any fish, that is, if our life is not filled with abundance of hope, peace, joy, and love, then maybe something's missing. Or maybe Jesus is already in our boat, but we're ignoring him. Jesus instructed Peter, "Put out into the deep." And in spite of his fisherman's intuition, Peter did what Jesus asked. And of course, the results were phenomenal. Jesus, too, might be asking us to put out into the deep water by doing something in our lives that frightens us or challenges us or goes against our culture's conventional wisdom. But again, the message of today's gospel seems pretty straight. Trust Jesus' way. Do not be afraid. Put out into deep water. Don't be content with cautiously staying close to the shore. Don't be content with mediocrity. Put out into the deep. Indeed, we are here because we do believe that things go better with Jesus. We know that we need to have him in our boat. And if we have not invited Jesus to be on our boat, this upcoming Lenten season can be for us all an opportunity to rediscover Jesus. And like Simon Peter did, we too need to follow his instructions so that we can come to experience the abundance of life that he wants us to enjoy and come to truly believe in our hearts and proclaim to all the world that God is good. All the time.